Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, I'm back with more Ask Angelo advice, and I'm so excited because it's been so unexpected to just get all these requests for more podcasts. So let's get to it. I've been out of commission here since October. We have a lot of catching up to do, and this week, Holiday Blues and Single in the Holidays. One reader writes, "Dear Angelo, help with the holiday blues. Signed, Blue Christmas." "Dear Blue Christmas," I write, "you're not alone. Hidden behind all the holiday cheer lurks the holiday blues. Given the high expectations set by the media and our capitalist economy, the holidays can give way to commercialism, obligation, and busyness, which can stress us out. So having the holiday blues is a fairly common experience. In fact, a client of mine says life around the holidays isn't like the Norman Rockwell images for him. He says it's more like Norman Bates." Year-end reflections also contribute heavily to the problem. Buddha said we count our miseries carefully and accept our blessings without much thought. The past year's disappointments, strained relationships, losses, work, and money concerns may take center stage as we review. Then our current affairs seem to join all the past hurts, creating a chain of pain, and then they can gather together to make a pool of pain. A survival key is to take care of yourself over the holidays by making healthy lifestyle choices, trying to avoid overeating and excessive drinking from stress. Shoot for moderation instead. You'll also minimize holiday weight gain with such a strategy. Another secret is to get support. The tendency is to withdraw and isolate when we feel bad, but we have to reach out, get connected, and share about it instead. Call someone, go to the party, volunteer. Age-old wisdom tells us that you can't be a lonely pond. You'll eventually dry up. You have to connect to a stream that leads to a river that leads to the ocean. Now, even though that was for the holiday blues, I think we can use that information any time of year. The second question, "Dear Angelo, I get so depressed and self-conscious around this time of year. I don't know what to do. Valentine's Day is coming up, another time people feel really, when they're single, feel really depressed. I feel like I'll never have anybody to love who loves me back. I need a guy to show my love for. Signed, Alone for the Holiday." I write, "Dear Alone for the Holiday, the holidays can bring warm images to mind like Norman Rockwell, but as a client of mine put it, the reality for many is more like Norman Bates. Perhaps no one knows better the pain of planning your whole weekend around a trip to the food mart, spending a holiday alone, or being so starved for touch that an accidental brush from a stranger gives you a hard-on. Perhaps no one knows more the feeling day after day of not getting any messages from that special one, no table for two, and not having anyone to talk to beside your hairdresser. Perhaps no one knows better the pain of thinking you don't measure up and everyone else seems to be flawless. Perhaps you're tired of gazing outside a Starbucks window at all the fabulousness passing you by, thinking that everyone else seems to have some happy magic in their lives that you don't. Perhaps you're even tired of trying anymore. We all want to be loved. It's fine and beautiful that you desire a relationship. But please don't let not having love overshadow your life. Getting down won't attract more love to you. A depressed mood actually keeps more people away. So change your state of mind. Ask not, 'Do you love me?' but rather, 'Do I love me?' Stop trying to get love from someone else and instead try giving love. Create love by being loving. Why stay sad, angry, and miserable because you're alone? You'll suffer most. Your life is hell. While you're waiting for that Mr. Right, live your life with the same zest and fulfillment as if you've already had that true love in your life. You deserve to be happy every day while you wait. Focus on the good that's present in your life rather than on what's absent. I know this is much easier said than done, especially in the holidays, but it's a worthwhile endeavor to practice aspiring to. Having a full life, an air of confidence, and a spirit of contentment, an open heart, too, is exactly what will attract love to you, including that special one. Loneliness is a state of mind. There are people surrounded by others or in a relationship who are lonely, and there are people who are alone and aren't lonely at all. The idea of separateness is a false notion. We're all connected. Instead of being jaded, cynical, or bitter, try plugging yourself into that sustaining vibration of something greater." I want to thank, too, the Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith of Agape in Los Angeles, who is an inspirational teacher to me, whose ideas I often adapt. And in this particular last question, there were many of his teachings that I have adapted for you. So I thank him. You can find him at agapelive.com. You can find me at askangelo.com. Be sure to check out my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, now available at Amazon.com, as well as BarnesandNoble.com, and through my own website. So, hope you had a great listen, and I'm out.